It is cutthroat, it is wildly competitive, and it is a dog-eat-dog world. Welcome to roofing sales, specifically when you're working storms. If you are working storms, you've faced scenarios that you felt that everybody was doing the same thing. You've driven into neighborhoods and seen the sea of yard signs. You've been the 10th, 12th, or 15th, maybe even 100th roofer at the door, and you are desperate to find a way to truly be different, to separate yourself from the rest, so you can make more sales when everybody appears to be doing the same thing. Well, that's exactly what I'll be covering in today's video, is how to handle those situations so you can rise above and ink more deals. What you're about to watch is an excerpt from a live training event when someone asked this very question of how we deal with oversaturated markets that are swarming with roofing companies. And in this video, I'll share a story and the tactical advice to help you stand apart from the competition. But you might be looking for an even more competitive advantage. And for that, you need an endorsement. So instead of you saying, we're better, we're different, you have someone else do it for you. And it works best when that someone else is someone that looks trustworthy because they are in the eyes of a homeowner, like someone who's been on Fox News, ABC, NBC, CBS, and USA Today. And that someone for you might be the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance. So if you want to become one of us, you can click the link in the description to learn more or set up your private tour. But without further ado, let's jump into this video to give you some tactical advice in the field, whether you're a member or not. Now, let's get started. So, differentiating ourselves. So many people approach this the wrong way. I share a story of this, by the way, in my book. I was in a neighborhood, I'm gonna tell you the story and then I'll break it down. I drove into this neighborhood once because I was late on a storm. Neighborhood was really saturated. So then I pulled in and I'm like, too many yard signs, left, went to the next neighborhood. People kicked me out, you're the 15th roofer here, you're the 100th roofer here, went to the next neighborhood. Because every next neighborhood, the grass was gonna be greener there, you know what I mean? Like, I'll find it, and then it wasn't, and then it wasn't, and then it wasn't. And then before you know it, I burned like 3 hours driving around in circles looking for, you know, the homeowner who had their insurance policy hanging out their pocket, waiting for me, and I just never found him. So what I did is I just started to cherry pick where there were viable opportunities, meaning no yard sign yet. And I see this, it was brand new construction, and I pulled in their driveway, it was a really long driveway, and I got out of the truck and I go to greet the guy, and he's walking up to me, and I was just bracing for getting rejected, and he's like, give me that kind of hurry up and talk thing, like, what's up? And I was like, hey man, listen, I was just in the neighborhood, and I couldn't help but notice you guys hadn't chosen a roofer yet. Where are you guys at in the process? And I just acknowledged it because there was no yard sign. And he goes, oh, you know, it was new construction. I don't really think we have anything, but hop up and take a look. And I was like, holy crap. And then I ended up making $5,000 on that commission. So the other thing, one, the grass is not always greener in the next neighborhood. Two, everybody's competing. And three, there's a formula for why homeowners make a decision. And I call this the new feeling economy. And the feeling economy is a formula of two things, comparison and emotion. And I'm gonna explain those. We live in a world where an influencer, when they're about to start crying, will grab their phone and film themselves. Have you guys seen this? I have a whole presentation on this. I actually gave it at the Platinum Conference last year, or this year. There was a 1 hour compilation video of influencers crying on their phone. Do you guys remember back like 10 years ago, if a friend got divorced, no one knew about it? It was like private. Now it's like someone posts on Facebook. It is with sad news that Peggy and I have decided to part ways. It was tough on the kids, but we've grown apart. Is feeling sad, nostalgic. Like, we live in a world where feelings are broadcasted more than ever. So the emotional experience that a customer has with the person and the brand is very significant on who they'll do business with. And this works in your favor or against you. You make people feel good, they're brand loyal. You make people feel like crap, they post a negative review. The next piece is comparison. And by nature, who here goes to the same restaurant on the weekends frequently with your spouse or significant other? Do you guys have a go-to spot? And do you guys get the same thing each time? Because that's what we do. It's like, I go to that restaurant for the thing. But every now and again, they'll have a special where you're like, ooh, I'm feeling bold and brave. We're switching it up today. I'm gonna try something new. And then when you do, you order it and your significant other or spouse turns and says, honey, how's the dish? How do you respond? I wish I got the other one. Not as good as what I normally get. We do not objectively answer that question. We don't say it's good. We compare it to what the standard is of what we always get. Humans by nature compare things. Who here has been guilty of comparing your current significant other to your crazy ex? Yeah, okay. Or the new hire salesman to the delusional guy you had to fire, okay? You get two scoops of ice cream, they're both your favorites, but one day when you have the two scoops that are your favorite, mine is Funky Donkey and Peanut Butter Blast. I've never heard of Funky Donkey until I go to this ice cream shop. And every day one of them edges the other out because I compare it to each other. Same thing when you go test drive cars. Why are you test driving them? To compare them to each other. Everything in our nature is a direct comparison to other people. And it's amazing how many times you'll experience this on your own without even knowing it. So this, I call it the comparison creature. It's within us. It also happens, by the way, internally, and I talk about that in my book, when we start comparing ourselves to others. But comparison and emotion are what drives buying decisions. So if I'm in a neighborhood that's oversaturated, that's okay. Those customers haven't made a choice for a reason. And when you show up and you set the benchmark standard on doing things differently, making them feel differently, you create a stronger emotional experience and compare in a higher position than your competitor, you win the deal. And it has nothing to do, I shouldn't say nothing, let me rephrase, it has very little to do with the tech. What it has mostly to do is the experience you give people, which is why I had you guys vote with your own dollars on Roofer 1 versus Roofer 2 on that scenario, and you guys chose Roofer 2 who didn't even do a presentation, even though Roofer 1 had all the latest tools and technology. So that's my very long-winded way of saying, yes, it's saturated. They haven't chosen somebody for a reason. Put your head down and know that the right people will choose you. And you have two things, two levers to pull. How do I compare against the next guy? And what emotional experience do I deliver that's different from the other person? Because most people are showing up offering a free inspection and there's a bullseye on the homeowner's back and they just want the money in their pocket. Did that answer your question? Cool.
Hey, before you go, there are no fees for the show. But if I've helped you make money, will you do me a favor? That star rating in the podcast player you're listening to right now, it really makes a difference. So if you can punch in a star rating in a few words and share it with the world, that would really mean the world to me. And I thank you so much for doing that. And now I do have an invitation, a special invitation for my owners, my managers, and leaders of companies. Companies who are tired of being categorized as a scumbag roofer, knowing that 8 out of 10 homeowners don't trust us because the greedy and corrupt ones have ruined it for all of us. And for the companies that are burning through sales reps, like most, by the way, 2 out of 3 of them are quitting or get fired. They just don't have the training and support they need. And the companies who are tired of going at it alone as we navigate these sudden changes that are threatening our industry and have already toppled industry giants, things like the economy, rising interest rates, consolidation, technology, AI, insurance policy changes, and legislative changes. Well, I've got an invitation for you, but this is not for everyone, because what I'm about to share with you is a members-only organization that requires taking a member pledge, abiding by our code of conduct, and signing a mutual non-disclosure agreement. In violation of any of the above, gets you kicked out. So if you're looking for that place to go so you can outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, well, then the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance might be exactly what you've been looking for. And inside, you will get the ultimate endorsement by an organization that's already been featured in Fox News, USA Today, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the companies that your homeowners trust. So we, my friend, can do the selling for you to show that you're better and different. The place to turn to get access to the Roof Strategist sales system, our Roof with Solar sales system, and the ultimate community of like-minded professionals sharing insider information, what's working and what's not, and being joined in the trenches by industry leaders, not only myself, but folks like John Cenac, Deshaun Bryant, Cody Landles, and Jim Aline. Well, look no further. The Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance may be for you. Click the link in the description right now and set up your private tour. We're going to show you around inside, give you a day in the life, and let you decide for yourself if it's a good fit. And you can join 100% risk-free. We back it by our 30-day no BS money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Click that link, get your private tour set up right now, or you can call or text us with any questions. That's 303 303- 222-7133.